Have you ever stared longingly at that dusty guitar in the corner or abandoned language app on your phone? Most of us carry a mental list of skills we wish we had, held back by the daunting belief that mastery requires years of dedication. What if that assumption is fundamentally wrong? Josh Kaufman discovered a counterintuitive truth when becoming a parent drastically limited his free time. You can become surprisingly competent at almost any skill with just 20 hours of focused practice. This revelation challenges the popular 10,000-hour rule that suggests mastery requires 5 years of full-time dedication. The truth? That rule applies only to achieving world-class expertise in highly competitive fields, not to becoming functionally proficient for personal enjoyment. Most skills follow a steep initial learning curve where the first few hours yield dramatic improvements. Rapid skill acquisition focuses on climbing the steepest part as quickly as possible through strategic, concentrated effort. You won't become Tiger Woods after 20 hours of golf practice, but you'll play well enough to enjoy yourself. You won't match Yo-Yo Ma's cello mastery, but you might move friends to tears with your playing. This approach isn't magic. It's simply smart, strategic effort invested in something you care about. Your brain physically rewires itself as you practice new skills, forming neural patterns that become more efficient over time. This neuroplasticity explains why focused practice leads to improvement and supports Carol Dweck's growth mindset, the understanding that abilities develop through practice rather than being fixed traits. Motor skills develop through three stages: cognitive, understanding the process; associative, practicing with feedback; and autonomous, performing efficiently without conscious attention. The power law of practice shows that performance improves dramatically when you begin practicing, then gradually slows as you approach mastery. Recognized since 1926, this pattern applies to both physical and mental skills. The steepest improvements occur at the beginning, precisely what rapid skill acquisition targets. By focusing strategically during these early hours, you can achieve remarkable results in minimal time. To acquire skills quickly, approach them as temporary obsessions. Identify worthy skills, focus intensely, and eliminate distractions. These principles form your practical checklist. Choose a lovable project that genuinely excites you, as enthusiasm accelerates learning. Focus on one skill at a time rather than diluting your attention. Define your target performance level with a simple sentence describing what good enough looks like. We're aiming for sufficiency at maximum speed, not perfection. Deconstruct the skill into its smallest subskills to identify which components deliver the greatest returns. Obtain critical tools beforehand and rearrange your environment to eliminate barriers to practice. Make dedicated time for practice. Aim for at least 90 minutes daily and commit to at least 20 hours total. Create fast feedback loops to quickly gauge your performance. Practice in short bursts using a 20-minute countdown timer with one rule: once you start, continue until the timer ends. Finally, emphasize quantity and speed over perfection. In Art and Fear, authors describe how ceramic students graded on quantity produced higher quality work than those focused on quality. The quantity group learned from mistakes, while the quality group got stuck theorizing. While skill acquisition requires practice, strategic learning beforehand can save valuable time. Start by spending about 20 minutes gathering resources, skimming across sources to identify patterns and important techniques rather than deep reading. Don't fear confusion. It's a natural part of learning. As language acquisition expert Dr. Stephen Krashen explains through Comprehensible Input, new information becomes understandable with experience. Identify mental models and hooks, analogies connecting new concepts to familiar ones, to accelerate progress. Consider what failure might look like. This inversion technique reveals critical elements not immediately obvious. Consult experienced practitioners to dispel myths and set realistic expectations. Eliminate distractions, especially electronic interruptions, unless necessary for practice. Use spaced repetition for memorization, reviewing difficult concepts more frequently than easier ones. Create scaffolds and checklists for consistent practice routines. Make and test predictions following the scientific method: observations, knowns, hypotheses, and tests. Finally, honor your biology. Your body's fundamental needs affect learning. Without proper food, water, exercise, rest, and sleep, your mind won't produce useful output. The optimal learning cycle appears to be about 90 minutes of focused concentration before needing a break. Josh applied his rapid skill acquisition framework to 6 diverse skills. For yoga, he overcame skepticism by focusing on scientific benefits rather than spiritual aspects. He learned that modern yoga combines movement, breathing, and meditation, with many poses being recent innovations. After just 3 hours of instruction, he could practice safely at home. When his business website kept crashing, Josh tackled programming using Ruby for its readability and because it powers Jekyll, a website management program. Rather than completing all tutorials first, he immediately started solving his specific problems. Within 20 hours, 10 for research and 10 for coding, he created 2 functional applications. Touch typing presented a challenge of retraining muscle memory after 17 years of suboptimal habits. Josh chose the COMAC keyboard layout for efficiency and saw his typing speed initially drop from 61 WPM to just 5 WPM. Using strategic drills and a blank keyboard to prevent looking at keys, he achieved 60 WPM with 98% accuracy after 22 hours of deliberate practice. The greatest barrier to learning isn't technical, but emotional, the discomfort of being a beginner. When Josh tackled Go, the ancient Chinese board game, he faced overwhelming complexity. With more possible configurations than subatomic particles in the universe, Go requires pattern recognition over calculation. Through structured study and focused practice, he progressed from beginner to intermediate level in just 20 hours. External constraints can create unexpected opportunities. When a conference speaker canceled, Josh volunteered to perform on the ukulele, an instrument he hadn't yet learned. With only 10 days to prepare, he focused on mastering 4 chords, G, D, E, M, and C, that form the basis of countless pop songs, and successfully performed at the conference. Environmental factors can limit progress despite your best efforts. Josh's windsurfing journey was cut short by Colorado's unpredictable winds and early winter. Despite logging only 9 hours of practice, he mastered the basics of rigging, launching, sailing, turning, and returning to shore, proving that even incomplete practice yields valuable results. The fundamental truth is beautifully simple. To acquire any skill, you must practice. You can research and prepare, but there are no shortcuts. The main barriers aren't physical or intellectual, but emotional. The discomfort of being temporarily incompetent. Yet this frustration barrier is surprisingly easy to break through. With just 20 hours of focused practice, less than 45 minutes daily for a month, you'll see remarkable progress in almost any skill. Choose one item from your wish list, commit to regular practice, and discover how quickly you can transform from beginner to capable practitioner. Remember, the only time you can choose to practice is today. Your future self will thank you for starting now.